Erevin Perk Alf Mishnah Gimel Hakara Sha'amru, this Korah that we spoke about, Rechava Kedei Lekabel Ariach. The width of the Korah has to be wide enough that it can accept and hold an Ariach, which is a type of brick. V'Ariach Chatzi Levena Shal Shloisha Tfachim. And this brick, this Ariach, is half of a Levena of three Tfachim. Levena has three Tfachim, so think three Tfachim long by three Tfachim wide. I drew a picture below, and the Ariach was half of it. So along the length of the Ariach is three tfachim, and the width of the Ariach is 1.5 tfachim. So it's enough that the beam has a width of only one tefach, that it should be able to hold and support an Ariach to its length. L'chor, what it means, the Taisi Sentiv asks, it's not really to its length, because the width of the brick is 1.5 tfachim, and the width of the beam that's trying to support this brick is smaller, is only one tefach. So it should say l'rochboi, not l'arko. But l'chor, what it just means is that l'arko is referring to how the brick is resting. It's resting along its length. But the support of this brick, although the beam in question is smaller, all they would need to do, the Rav explains, based on the Gemara, is that they could smear some mortar or cement that the brick wouldn't move and still be supported by this beam. So even though the brick overlaps the beam a little bit from a quarter of a tefach from each side, it can still withstand it. And the reason that you need that the korah can withstand something, the Rav explains that the korah has to be fitting that you can build it with a kvias. And the way to determine if you can build it with a kvias, that this beam can be there permanently, is that if it can withstand and support types of bricks, which is an ariach, which is a smaller type of brick, and it doesn't need to be 1.5 tfachim wide, like we've seen, the same exact width of this ariach, rather it could be a little bit smaller and you would just cement, like we said.